This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Americans spend about $60 billion a year on pets. This includes spending on end-of-life care. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Todd Bookman reports on the rise of animal hospice and palliative measures.
Paul Rosin has seen lots of dogs come and go during his 79 years. Suki, you get the sense, wouldn't make his Hall of Fame.
Among the dogs I've had, I would say she's less than average in intelligence.
But what she lacks in brains, the Shaggy White Terrier makes up for in loyalty.
She's been a good companion, and she's a surprisingly young dog. I mean, if you look at her, you wouldn't think she was 15 years old. She's pretty active.
Suki is starting to show her 15 years, though. She's got a heart murmur, arthritis, and she started leaving unwanted puddles around the house. That's prompted a visit from veterinarian Tam Mengine.
Well, we'll go ahead and do her checkup.
Okay.
Mengine is one of a fast-growing number of vets who specialize in end-of-life and palliative care. She avoids aggressive treatments, focusing instead on managing symptoms and reducing pain or anxiety.
Maybe they're sniffing the smells on the porch and watching the birds instead of chasing them through the woods. They're still happy, so why not let them have that joy?
But the pet hospice concept is also for the owners. It helps them avoid hard decisions about expensive treatments and, when the time comes, opt for in-home euthanasia. Danny McVitie is co-founder of Lap of Love, a national franchise of hospice providers.
The greatest gift that we give the pet is the release from pain and suffering. And the greatest gift that we can give the family is the release of guilt and the privacy to grieve.
Lap of Love operates a network of 80 doctors who did more than 15,000 home visits last year. Their clients do pay a premium. In-home euthanasia runs about $250. That's more than most clinics charge. Suki, though, isn't there yet. The vet suggests Paul Rosin start her on a joint supplement for the arthritis. He's determined to enjoy the time they have left.
I give her more treats than I used to. She likes the dried chicken. I used to say, I'll give her one or two a day. You know, I'm a spoiler, but now I give her a lot because what the hell? That's one of the things she really loves.
You only live once, right? In Philadelphia, I'm Todd Bookman for Marketplace.